朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
今天有的时候有一种的讲法。
Today there's this way of looking at things.
这个有的美国基督徒他们也反对说华人教会、西班牙语教会、韩国人教会，这个他们不同意。
So there are some Americans who are opposed to having this ethnically defined churches.
多年以前，我曾经和一个美国牧师有一段对话。
So I had a conversation with an American pastor a while back.
他就说你们为什么要有华人的教会？
So he was asking me, why would you have a Chinese church?
你都到我们这儿来，都到我们这个讲英文的教会多好。
Why don't you just come to this English-speaking church? It will be great as all under one roof.
然后他下面讲了一句话，听着蛮有道理的。
And later on, he said something that I thought, oh, that makes sense.
他说，你知道吗？在美国 ，the most segregated time is Sunday morning.
What he said to me is that 在美国最分歧的时刻，也就是星期天早上。
因为华人去华人的教会，韩国人去韩国人的教会，西班牙人去西班牙语教会，黑人去黑人的教会，等等。
Because the Chinese would go to a Chinese church, the Latinos would go to a Latino church, the blacks would go to a black church, the whites would go to the white church.
然后我想了想，我就回答他。
But after some thoughts, I replied to him.
我说 ，Actually, that's not true.
其实这个不是最正确的。
他说怎么不是呢？
And he replied, "How is it not true?"
我说 ，The most segregated time is not Sunday morning, but every night.
我就跟他说，我们其实在美国最分歧的时刻不是星期天早上，乃是每一天的晚上。
因为你看，大部分华人还是跟华人结婚，然后一家人都是那个长得同一个样子的。
Because you see that Chinese would marry a Chinese most of the time, and you just everyone in the family still looks the same.
然后韩国人的家庭也是这个样子，那个样子的。
Same thing with the Korean churches or Koreans or other ethnic groups.
大家请听好 ，I'm not for or against that.
If everyone, I need to qualify here. 我自己本身不是说反对跨种族。
我们教会里面，不管是我相信我们现在教会，我以前服侍的教会，也有那个 interracial marriage.
Whether it's this church or in Rochester or elsewhere, we do have interracial marriages.
而且你看，哇，那个混血的孩子都长得好漂亮。
And you see that many of these babies from the fusions.They're so adorable.
那么呢，我们说的是一个，这是个 natural 自然，现在就是这个样子。
But one thing we do take note is that this is a natural progression.
好了，那么在宣教学上，这里有一个词叫做 homogeneous principle.
And so within the principle of missions, there is this principle that's called the homogeneous principle.
同质性的原则。
Homogeneous principle.
就是你跟你有相同的背景、近似的文化、语言的人，跟他来沟通最有效。
That it is, in fact, the most effective when you are able to speak with that common language to the group.
这样一个共同的语言成为我们传福音的一个手段。
That the common language between us and whoever we're preaching the gospel to becomes that channel.
绝不可否认，一定要有跨文化宣教士。宣教士到中国去学中文，吃中国菜，穿中国的衣服，把自己当成中国人，爱中国。
That in fact there are cross-cultural missions. We see that there are non-Chinese missionaries who go to China and they love China, so they begin to speak, learn the language, appreciate the culture, the food.
哈利路亚，赞美主。
We praise the Lord, Hallelujah.
对我们的激励应该是
that this is it should stir our hearts.
How much more we should love our kinsmen.
既然有外族人来爱我们的本族人，那我们本族人更应该去爱我们自己的 我们的兄弟，
我们很自然的这个语言，我不用再去学中文，我不用再去了解他的背景，我就能够跟他去传福音。
That I no longer need to have to take on a different language. I can go directly to our kinsmen to bring the gospel to them.
他问的这些问题用英文可能不好表达出来，他用中文问出来，我用中文回答，可能就让他能够更听到心里去。
So there are times where it's difficult for me to perhaps explain in English because it gets awkward or I don't get the entire meaning across. But somehow if the question comes in Chinese, I'm able to use this my mother tongue.Then it could clear up a lot of the confusion.
所以所谓的三字教会现在变成是国内的这个政治的一个词汇。最早的三字实际上是一个西方宣教士叫做 Nevis， 他设立的。他就是说，我们宣教士在这里，最终要把这个教堂交给当地的人，他们自己来自养、自治、自传。
So the church, the official church in China right now.Even though it is, has now become a political, seeming a political branch of the, of the Chinese government, but when it was first established, it was established by a missionary who looked to the Chinese church and says they have to be, contextual and independent within their culture to be able to preach the gospel on their own, to be able to live and survive and stand on their own.
而且实际上很多时候越是有这样一种的文化的 identity 身份，我们常常讲到越是民族的就越是世界的。
Sorry， 越是什么？
越是民族的就越是世界的。Ethnic.
So we, sorry, I don't get it.
That's okay. Yeah. There's a saying, if it's more ethnic, it's more global. 最近我不知道大家有没有注意到，我知道这个时间已经允许我稍微多用一点点的时间哈。最近在网上面突然有一首歌就流行起来。
So if you notice, there is this song that has shown up, has gone viral on the internet.
我的女儿都在那里唱。
My daughter has been singing it.
雪花飘飘北风萧萧。
And this is by a Chinese artist, 雪花飘飘北风萧萧。
各种语言你到网上一看可热闹了。
We see that this has become a very, very popular song that speaks about the snow as well as the winter winds.
那就以前我们看那个一剪梅嘛，台湾的电视连续剧非常棒的。
And so we see that this song has been translated into different languages, and also we see this in, let's say, in Taiwan of a soap opera, or a TV show that's very popular.
Yeah.所以我们不用去隐藏我们的这个 identity 身份，我们也可以 be proud of our identity.
We can on the one hand be very proud of our identity, and we don't have to hide that identity.
但是另一方面，我们时间关系，我们要往下面看。第二方面
，But at the same time，
我们又是 Christian， 属基督的。
We are very much Christian. We belong to Christ.
如果我们是属基督的。
If we belong to Christ,
那么不管你是哪一族哪一方什么样的背景，
then it is regardless of your background or your ethnic group.
最重要的是我们那个属灵的血缘。
The most important factor that unites all of us is the blood that is spiritual.
Christian 这个字呢，在圣经当中出现过三次，新约当中出现过三次。
So the word Christian showed up three times in the New Testament.
有一次是亚基帕王说，你稍微劝一劝就让我变成基督徒吗？那个我们就不去看了，那是跟保罗对话。
And so in a conversation with Paul, Agrippa said to Paul, well, would you, there was a conversation with Apostle Paul and the name Christian was used.
那么呢，第一次出现《使徒行传》十一章二十六节，门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
There's also a recording in Acts chapter 11 that says the disciples were first called Christian at Antioch.
那么这个地方我们大家知道，安提阿是一个非常国际化的教会。实际上，二十多年以前我信主受洗的教会就叫做安提阿 International Church， 安提阿国际教会。
So the first church in Antioch was a very international church. And 20 years ago, where I first came to know Christ, that church that I was with was also very international, and its name was also Antioch.
那也是一个非常好的教会，一个国度胸怀的教会。
That it is a very good church with the embrace of the kingdom.
耶路撒冷教徒信徒受逼迫以后，很多人就跑到了安提阿。
So there were many Christians or there were many believers who were persecuted in Jerusalem who then fled to Antioch.
同时那里有很强的希腊的文化，在叙利亚。
At the same time in Syria, there's where Antioch is, there is a very strong Greek culture.
巴拿巴找到保罗以后，把保罗带到安提阿，两个人一起在安提阿来服侍。
When Barnabas met or found Paul and brought him to Antioch, that's where they began to serve together.
也是安提阿教会把他们当中最杰出的，就是保罗和巴拿巴差派出去，开始这个宣教的旅程。
And the Antioch church is also the church that sent out the two of their best men, and that is Barnabas as well as Paul.
门徒成为基督徒就是从这个教会，从这个城市开始的。
And so for believers or disciples to be called Christians, it does begin in the church at Antioch.
那么对 Christian 这个词，基督徒一开始的意思呢，有两种不同的解释。
And so there are two approaches or definitions for Christians in the beginning.
啊，共同的意思都是基督徒 Christian 小基督的意思。
That the common definition for Christian is that they are the mini version of Christ, so the little Christ.
有一种解释是说呢，外邦人那些不信的人贬低这些基督徒，因为他老在传耶稣嘛，所以就说你们这些小基督啊，有点是这个歧视的话。
So one usage of the word Christian is by Gentiles who do not believe in Christianity and look to Christians and use it as a derogatory way to say that, oh, you little Christians.
那么还有另外有的人解释，认为说当时基督徒他们的生命见证很好，基督徒的意思是小基督，是说他们是一些善良的人，也是外邦人给起的。
But then at the same time, there are also Gentiles who look at Christians and say, you really resemble with your character, with your conduct, very much the Christ.That you model your life after, and so out of respect, they also call them Christians.
无论哪一种，我们共同知道的是，外邦人给我们起这个名字，后来基督徒把它接受下来，直到今天。
So regardless of the usage of the word Christian, we know that it does come from Gentiles, but the community of believers absorbs and embrace this particular term, and now we are.Christians.
我们是一群属基督的人。
That we are a people who belong to Christ.
若是我们是一群属基督的人。
If we belong to Christ.
那么任何属基督的人都欢迎来到我们的教会。阿们。
Then anyone who belongs to Christ is welcome to be in the church.
任何愿意寻求基督的人也都欢迎来到我们的教会，对吗？
And any person who does seek, who desires to know Christ,He or she is also very welcome to be in the church.
那么，我在来之前，这过去一两年和教会的同工们在沟通分享的时候，其中有一点让我心中非常有负担感动的，就是我们准备要在 Carry 职堂。
So when I was in conversations with the coworkers here in CCMC, something that was that's heavy on my heart as something to take care of is that church plant in West Kerry.
那么教会的长老执事就和我分享说 ，Kerry 那边实际上印度人比华人还多。
That we have when the elders and deacons gave me some information, they informed me that in terms of the demographics, there are more Indians than Chinese in West Kerry.
我绝对相信，因为我们现在邻居当中就是这样子。
And so I definitely believe that because where I live right now.That is the way the demographic is.
然后同工们就说，当我们职堂以后，我们不单是向我们的骨肉亲人同胞，盼望以后我们还能够向周围的印度人传福音。
Our coworkers have expressed the fact that yes, not only are we going to reach out to the Chinese, we also want to reach out to our Indian neighbors.
让他们也能够成为基督的门徒。
That they too will become disciples of Christ.
我在神学院里面，我是唯一的一个。中国人，我的同学有一个印度人，他是唯一的印度人。
So when I was in seminary school, I was the only Chinese, and then I have a classmate who's the only Indian.
我们两个人后来成为好朋友。
We did become good friends.
他给我讲了很多关于印度的故事。
He told me many, many stories about India.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
不错，我们是华人的教会。
As much as we are a Chinese church,
我们以我们的文化、我们背景为自豪。
That we do take pride in our own backgrounds as well as our culture.
但是让我们不局限在这样的一个范围当中。
But at the same time, we are not restricted within this cultural context.
让我们能够跟所有属基督、属主的人有连结，也让更多的人 能够来认识基督。
That we want to see a communion and interaction with all who belong to Christ.
还有第二个地方，基督徒这个词出现的，我们看下一页，在我这。
At the same time, the word Christian showed up in a second passage.
彼得前书四章十六节。
And that is in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16.
若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因证明归荣耀给神。
Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, and let him glorify God in this matter.
Christian 这个词就这三处，除了亚基旁的那一处以外。
And so we see that the word Christian showed up three times in the New Testament.
今天呢，我们说我们是基督徒。我们很高兴。
Today we are glad to say that we are Christians.
甚至有的时候变成一种的炫耀。
And sometimes it becomes a boast.
甚至有时候变成一种的 convenience， 一种方便。
Sometimes it becomes a convenience.
我们教会，我是来自北方啊，这个纽约的上州。
So I'm from the north. I'm from upstate New York.
我们教会有一对夫妻从德州搬过来。
So we have a couple who moved over from Texas.
都是在南方，基督徒很多。
So there are many Christians in the South.
信仰气氛很浓。
And so there's a very strong religious atmosphere in the South.
所以呢，做生意，你说自己是基督徒的话，人家就对你更多信任。
So oftentimes, in terms of business dealings, when you say I'm a Christian, it actually opens up doorways for you.
后来，然后他就说，他说我有两次都是因为那个人说自己是基督徒，我信任他，结果被骗了。
But for this couple, there were two unfortunate, very sad experiences where they trusted the person, but they were in fact cheated. Because the person, even though the person said, I'm a Christian.
在《使徒行传》初代教会的时候。
So in the first church, as recorded in the book of Acts.
如果一个人说自己是基督徒。
If someone says, I'm a Christian.
可能意味着第二天这个人会去被喂狮子。
It would mean that the person could possibly be fed to the lions the very next day.
会去被送上火刑柱。
That or it would be burned on the stake.
会被卖作奴隶。
Or be sold as a slave.
若是逼迫临到的时候。
If persecution does come.
还有多少人真正为主站立得稳。
How many will stand for the sake of Christ?
你要把我的圣经抢走吗？
Are you going to take away my Bible?
我牢牢地抱住我圣经，把我和圣经一起扔到火里去好了。
That I would hold on to my Bible, and I would rather you throw me into the fire together with the Bible.
好多圣徒就是这么慷慨赴死的。
There were many saints who did die as such.
到那个时候，谁是真正的信徒就显出来了。
When persecution comes, who is a true follower of Christ will be made known.
我们可能觉得离我们还比较远。
Perhaps we think that those days are still far from us.
但是实际上，如果你看今天北美的情况，是在加速的往下坠落呀。
But if we look at the situation in North America, we see that it's taking a rapid nosedive.
不是有些人已经开始要把那个耶稣像要把它给毁掉了吗？
And we've already we hear of murmurs that they want to take down.Any sculpture that has reference to Jesus.
在加拿大
in Canada,
是加拿大牧者亲口告诉我的。
This is something that was told to me from a pastor in Canada.
好像我们美国总是二十年 behind Canada.
And somehow the U.S. is 20 years behind Canada in terms of these developments.
已经有些人，他们说要推动立法，把圣经定为 hate literature.
There are movements to try to turn to legislate the Bible as hate literature.
因为圣经当中的教训跟他们所宣扬那种意识形态是不合的。
Because there are many teachings within our Bible that contradicts or goes in conflict with some of their philosophies.
现在在有些的地方，作为基督徒已经开始就在美国受到逼迫了。
And in America, there are places.Where Christians are already persecuted.
最有名的哥罗拉多那个基督徒糕点店的老板的事情，一直打到美国最高法院，大家知道。
And so we see the Christian business, such as the baker in Colorado, with that case that went all the way up to the Supreme Court.
但是无论如何，愿我们的教会永远高举基督，说我们是属基督的。
But no matter what, may we always exalt Christ, that we say we belong to Christ.
当我们说我们是属基督的，就意味着我们跟这个世界是分别的。
That when we say we belong to Christ, it means that we are set apart from the world.
我们宁可为基督受苦。
That we rather suffer for the sake of Christ.
第三个。
The third point.
CCM, 福音。
On the letter M, it says mission.
非常好，中文是福音，英文是 mission。
It's wonderful that in Chinese is actually the good news of the gospel, and in English we've translated that into mission.
有好多的教会，不管是华人教会、美国人教会，都把 gospel 摆在他们的名字里面，叫 gospel church。
There are many churches that put the word gospel in the name of their church.
还有的觉得 gospel 不够 ，full gospel church。
Sometimes they'll say it's as if gospel is not enough, so they'll speak about the full gospel.
但是我们的英文是 mission。
But in English, it is the name of our church says mission.
我们的教会要传福音。
We are to spread the gospel.
哎，不单单是在我们的周遭、我们的邻里、同事当中传福音。
Again, it's not just within our neighborhood. It's not just to people who are near to us.
我们要把这个福音之传到地极。
That this mission does go out to the ends of the world.
这是主给我们的大使命。
This is the great commandment that the Lord has given us.
教会当中应该强调门徒造就、信徒成长。
Now, in the church, we are to emphasize on discipleship and the growth of the disciples.
应该强调好好的读经祷告。
That we are to emphasize the devoted reading and prayer.
应该把我们的敬拜赞美做得更棒。
That we are to elevate the content and standard of our praise worship.
应该彼此之间有美好的团契交通。
That we are to have fellowship with one another that is lovely.
应该我们去关心我们周遭的邻里那些受苦的穷人。
That we are to reach out to the neighbors, those who are poor and in need.
但是所做的这一切，最终都是为了福音的缘故。
Yet at the same time, all that we do is for the sake of the gospel.
因为大使命讲得好清楚。
Because the great commandment says it very clearly.
是人做主的门徒。
That it is the people of the world that are to be the disciples of the Lord.
我非常感谢神。
I thank God.
搬家来 CCMC.
That I'm able to come to CCMC.
今天不是我搬来北卡这一次过来就任以后的第一堂讲道。
This may not be my first sermon to you since my contact with CCMC.
是第一次向我们会众讲道，但是我搬过来以后，礼拜五、礼拜六连着两天是在一个福音营当中讲道。
So this is not my first sermon since moving here to North Carolina, because I've also preached to a different assembly on Friday and Saturday.
有些弟兄姊妹也知道，我好狼狈，因为那个家里面不断的这个工人还在这里安漏家具，我就躲在家里的一个 closet 里面在讲道。
And so I actually experienced a very humbling situation where I have to hide myself in a closet to be able to preach so that I could be separated away from the chaos that was happening in my home because there were still workers moving, let's say, my furniture into the home.
然后网络一会儿有，一会儿没有。
And we also encounter some technical hiccups where on and off we'll have connection on and off.
然后昨天晚上福音同工告诉我说非常感谢神。
And last night, I received the good news that from the coworkers.
他说我们这福音营办了27年，今年是慕道友觉知比例最高的一年。
He said that for the 27 years that we've organized this gospel rally, we have the most number of committed souls.
接近60%。
Up to 60% of the attendance.
大家千万不要听错了。
Not,
不是我自己讲的多好。
It's not how well that I spoke.
是我们另外的一位讲员讲的好，我跟他配搭。
But that this was a partnership with another preacher.
若歌教会的栾大端长老、主任牧师啊，非常好的信息。
It was a very wonderful message that was delivered.
但是我感谢神能够在这个福音的这个工作上能够有份。
But that I'm very thankful that I can participate in this gospel work.
我在神学院毕业的最后一年，当时就祷告，神，你要到我到哪里去服侍
？In my last year in seminary school, I prayed and asked, Lord, where would you want me to go to have a ministry in the gospel?
神给了一个感动，职堂建立教会。
And God gave me this particular guidance, and that is to plant a church and to build up the church.
Rochester 那边有一个教会请我过去去支堂。
Rochester, there was another church that invited me to plant a church.
我到了那里以后才知道。
After I arrived in Rochester,
教会给我的谢礼金是从他们的宣教基金当中出来的。
That the financial support that they gave me was out of their missions fund.
因为教会积累了一大笔的宣教基金，不知道怎么用。
Because for that church, they have accumulated a large sum of missions fund that they don't quite know how to utilize it.
既然这个传道人来职堂，好啊，这个也算 mission， 就给我这个谢礼金从这里来。
Since we have this pastor coming over to help plant the church, and planting a church is part of missions work, so that financial support can come out of the missions fund.
我在那个教会的讲台上跟大家来说，讲道的时候说。
So in that church, when I was giving a sermon, I said to everyone,
既然我的谢礼金是从宣教基金来。
Since the financial support that I receive comes from the missions fund,
我就把我自己当成是一个宣教士。
Then I will regard myself as a missionary.
直到今天，
till today.
虽然好几次真的是想搬家回到国内去。
Even though there have been numerous times where I really wanted to bring the family back into China.
但是到现在还没有。
But up to now, that has not been realized.
但是我总感觉。我像个宣教士吧。
But I do sense that I'm like a missionary.
我知道自己还差得很远，不够格。
I know that there is still some distance between myself as well as a missionary.
但是我感谢神。
But I want to thank the Lord.
引领我这个不配的仆人，在一个宣教的教会来服侍。
To lead me into a church that is a mission church to serve here.
像前两个礼拜已经跟我们教会所支持的宣教士啊，也是我的老朋友龚文辉牧师，我们已经有一些的交通。
I have some communication with another old friend, Reverend 龚文辉。
也愿我们的教会能够更多的参与在普世宣教差传的工作上。
May it be that our church will be much involved in bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth.
不知道讲了这么久，好，最后一点，教会。
When it comes to church,
Ecclesia.
Ecclesia,
被神呼召出来的一群
the group, the assembly that has been called out by the Lord.
我们是一个教会
that we are a church.
我们不是一个俱乐部
that we are not a social club.
更不是一个同乡会
that we are not a country club.
刚才一开始我们已经讲到，这是神的家
but that we have said that this is the house of God.
这是真理的柱石和根基
that it is the pillar and the ground of truth.
好的，时间的关系，我就不再展开讲。
Because of time, I'm going to have a closing here.
不过一定要给大家一个 bonus.
But I'm going to give you a bonus.
在很多的教会，他们的教会名称，尤其是华人教会名称当中呢，都加上他们的地点城市。
So oftentimes with North American Chinese churches, within their name is embedded the name of the city or where they are from.
不管是在纽约，是在 Rochester， 是在 Atlanta， 是在这个 Austin 等等各个地方。
Wherever of all the cities that have been named earlier.
我们的教会的名字 CCMC。
Our church name is CCMC.
这是大家挂在口头上的，对吧
？This is a name that we put in, that we say often.
没有讲我们是在哪个城市。
We don't quite say where we're from.
如果有时候我们再说多一点 ，CCMC NC。
There are times where we might say CCMC NC.
哇，好大呀！
And so NC is huge.
North Carolina.
North Carolina is huge.
北卡华人福音基督教会。
So North Carolina Chinese Christian Mission Church.
我有没有讲对，雪东长老？北卡。
North Carolina.
然后想到约翰卫斯理讲过一句话。
Also remember something that John Wesley said.
因为有人挑战他，你的教区在哪里？
Because someone did challenge him to say, "Where is your teaching?"
他是圣公会里面安立的一个 preacher.
So he is a preacher that has been appointed or anointed by the Anglican Church.
那么你都有一个固定的教区。
And so there are particular doctrines that are taught.
约翰卫斯理回答：“这个世界是我的教区。”
There are particular areas that he's supposed to oversee. And so John Wesley said, "Well, the whole world is where I oversee."
Yeah, the whole parish, the whole world is my parish.
That's my whole.Parish.
感谢主，我们的教会不是单单只是服侍一个 town， 一个城市。
I'm glad that our church we're not only serving one congregation.
我们实际上也不单单只是在北卡。
That we are not only in North Carolina.
现在我们的这个网络福音班已经在说要去 reach out to 中国的这个慕道的朋友了。
That we see that using online streaming, we do want to reach those who are in China.
甚至盼望我们在 carry 的职堂不是我们第一个。
And that we are saying, we are hoping that the church plan in West Cary will not be the only one.
也不是最后一个。
That will not only be, will not, will, it will be the first, but will not be the last.
好像也不是第一个是吧我们也在 Chapel Hill 不这个没关系不是最重要的让我们能够一直不断地为主建立更多的 CCMC
that we may the Lord grant us the beauty of having more than one CCMC
that's what I want to say 我们一起来祷告好吗、
let us pray
主耶稣、原来孩子今天、没有想到讲得这么长
Lord Jesus, may you have mercy on me. I did not realize that I would speak for such an extended time.
愿我们一同来爱我们的教会。
Let us come and love our church together.
爱这个属神的家。
Love this house that belongs to God.
We'll all be true to CCMC.
我们对这样一个 CCMC 的一个表现、一个内涵是有这样一个忠诚。
让我们Be true to our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们对我们的主耶稣基督忠诚。
让我们的教会真正做真理的柱石和根基。
That we will be the bulwark and the foundation of truth.
在这个悖谬的时代，成为主的盐、主的光。
In these rebellious times, that we will be the light and salt of the Lord.
引领更多的人，各族各方的人，来听到福音，来信靠基督。
That will lead more people from all corners, from all groups, to come and listen to the gospel and to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
直到主再来的日子。
Till the day that the Lord returns.
奉耶稣基督的名。
By the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理。来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。